And greetings again, everybody. It's Pastor Bob. And it's June 6th. And it's our Sabbath day. A gift from God to us. Amen. A day for just us to be in the presence of our God. Well, yesterday we covered chapter 5, remember, and we met some interesting characters. Unfortunately, Ananias and Sapphira are no longer with us because they had deceit in their heart, deceit when it comes to God and the Holy Spirit. And that's a deadly illness. It's a deadly disease. It will kill you spiritually and leave you all alone with yourself, which is what happened to them. The apostles kept on healing, of course, and kept on meeting opposition and kept on being called in before the high priest and the Jewish leaders, and they kept on healing. And again, the line from Peter, who keeps trying to tell the leaders that God is who they listen to. He said, "We must obey God rather than human authority." And then we meet Gamaliel, right? One of the Jewish leaders, a Pharisee, who tells his brethren that they less just take their hands off of this whole movement, because if it's not of God, it won't last. And if it is of God, they might find themselves fighting against God. And so the leaders flogged Peter and John and let them go. And Peter and John kept on preaching the one message: the Messiah you are looking for is Jesus. And chapter six, two main parts here. How does this first community of Jesus followers decide to do its business as opposed to its ministry and spiritual work? I hope that sounds familiar to what we're doing right now at Vine Street. Oh, and then we'll be introduced to Stephen. Let us begin. But as the believers rapidly multiplied, there were rumblings of discontent. Those who spoke Greek complained against those who spoke Hebrew, saying that their widows were being discriminated against in the daily distribution of food. So the 12 called a meeting of all the believers. "We apostles should spend our time preaching and teaching the word of God, not administering a food program," they said. "Now look around you among yourselves, brothers, and select 7 men who are well respected and are full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. We will put them in charge of this business. Then we can spend our time in prayer and preaching and teaching the word." This idea pleased the whole group, and they chose the following: Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit; Philip; Prochorus; Nicanor; Timon; Parmenas; and Nicholas of Antioch, a Gentile convert to the Jewish faith, who had now become a Christian. These 7 were presented to the apostles, who prayed for them as they laid their hands on them. God's message was preached in ever-widening circles. The number of believers greatly increased in Jerusalem, and many of the Jewish priests were converted too. Now Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, performed amazing miracles and signs among the people. But one day, some men from the synagogue of freed slaves, as it was called, started to debate with him. They were Jews from Cyrene, Alexandria, Cilicia, and the province of Asia. None of them was able to stand against the wisdom and spirit by which Stephen spoke. So they persuaded some men to lie about Stephen, saying, "We heard him blaspheme Moses and even God." Naturally, this roused the crowds, the elders, and the teachers of religious law. So they arrested Stephen and brought him before the high council. The lying witnesses said, "This man is always speaking against the temple and against the law of Moses. We have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy the temple and change the customs Moses handed down to us." At this point, everyone in the council stared at Stephen because his face became as bright as an angel's. Amen. That's chapter 6. There it is. Little reminder, if you're listening to today's chapter before 5:30 p.m., today we have a prayer hike scheduled out at Red Fox Trail at Wolf Creek State Park in Windsor. And I hope you can join us. It'll be a good time of kind of clearing off the clutter and just being in the midst of creation, just for about 45 minutes or so. And then we'll have a little snack and a little beverage, and we'll commune with Jesus Christ. All ages welcome, friends and neighbors and strangers too. Hope to see you there. If not, I hope you can watch or make our morning service today. And if you didn't, I hope you have a blessed Sabbath. And you can always go back and watch on Facebook Live. Amen.